My name's Julia von Winterfeld, and I am so grateful, really, that you are listening to me on this trailer to the Midlife podcast and taking the time to simply listen. And I hope I have you in a place where you are, yeah, just having a good, relaxing time where you feel like, okay, let's hear this out. What's this all about? And I promise you, I will get into it, why and what to expect on this podcast, the Midlife podcast. You may also, though, be wondering, why is Julia speaking in English? If you know me, then you know that I live in Germany in the north, in a city called Hamburg. And I have been living here now for the past near to 10 years. But I also have an international background and I grew up in England, 17 years. So I have always been in both languages and it's always been very, very difficult for me to know, well, which language do I want to be more visible in? And of course, it always is a question of context. But when it comes to a podcast, you ask yourself, well, are you just going to do an international, i.e. speak English podcast, or is it going to be a German podcast? And I'm just going to try this in both languages, meaning if you know me and you know that I speak German, then you will be hearing me on this journey in the German language, speaking to guests in German. If you don't know me, but you speak German, then that's great because you will be able to listen to those German shows. But if you're English speaking, bear with me. I won't always be showing up in the English language, but I do hope that, and I do know that I will be having English speakers here on the podcast as well. But I felt that it was important for me to share myself in English and just to hopefully reach as many people as I can. So I do want to make the, let's say, promise that this podcast will be of value to you. But the question is, why am I even doing this podcast? It's a lot of work. But there is a reason, and there is a reason, of course, why I'm calling it the Midlife Podcast. I've had a couple of pivots in my life during midlife, and technically midlife, at least if you take the definition of Erik Erikson, is from the age of 39 to around about 62. So that's quite a long period, and in fact, it's a period that is longer than our adolescence. So one reason why I believe we need to give this phase in life more visibility is that so much shifts, so much happens. And coming back to myself, I have gone through a number of pivots. When I was 45, I took myself out of, I could say, the corporate world. I was actually in the agency world, running or leading the German markets in an international network. I then started my own company to bring more purpose into the world of work and also to bring more human leadership into the world of work. And now that I'm 54, so more or less 10 years later, I'm pivoting again, and I'm recognizing that this phase in life always brings new surprises. In fact, my company, Soulworks, I have kind of diluted into a free network, and I have also gone through certain changes in the family, illnesses, and it's something also that I will be talking about in one of the episodes soon with my husband. This will be in German. Anyway, there are so many shifts. And, you know, for me, I recognize I've always been achieving, I've always been delivering, I've always held it together for years. And yeah, many of us, I certainly did, just then suddenly feel this inner restlessness and sort of like a quiet but growing sense that something wants to shift. Not because we've failed, but because we've outgrown the story we've been living thus far. And the next chapter is, yeah, not really about fixing ourselves, but it's about remembering who we truly are. And this, I think, just needs more visibility, and we should start to ask ourselves how we can pave our second half of life in the most warm-heartedly, in the most fulfilling, in the most beautiful, beautiful way. But we just don't talk about that. And there's also a reason for this podcast on a societal level. We're this sort of generation or generations in between, and we're carrying the weight of the past, but we're also carrying the potential of the future. So we're, you know, we've been raised in a culture of performance and perfection, and now we're being asked to lead differently, to show more emotion, to allow vulnerability, to embody presence. And that's quite a tough thing to do. So how do we make and ask each other of how to make this shift together? And then there's also like a reason for this is also on a systemic level, because particularly in the world of work, we're kind of being silenced, but we live in a world that worships youth, while silently we're dismissing this value of age. But, you know, age is not a decline, it's depth. And too many systems are built on speed over substance, ambition, over awareness, and we just don't and shouldn't disappear in midlife. We need to reappear, and you know, with a clearer purpose and more human leadership. So this is why I want to do this podcast. And you know, many ancient cultures, this life stage was and still is sacred. It's, you know, a time of ritual, it's a time of reflection, it's a time of redefinition. But we, you know, like to sort of say we're in a crisis and we see the downside of it. But maybe we can start seeing it as a calling. And that is why this podcast is here, to sort of encourage us in this phase of life to really go on a journey that takes us to a place of fulfillment, that takes us to a place of joy, that takes us to a place of aliveness. Since, you know, at the end, when life does take its ending, we want to leave this place in a hugely satisfied way. So what can you expect? You can expect honest, profound, I would say, and definitely inspiring conversations about what truly matters in this phase of life. We'll talk about personal evolution, about relationships, about career shifts, and the search for deeper meaning. There are some wonderful, wonderful guests that are already coming on the show who have accomplished so much. And yet there is that question of, well, how does it now continue? And they also provide answers. And there is not one blueprint, but there is inspiration that we can take from every conversation and see how to bring that into our own life. But I'm also exploring in these conversations courageous choices and the art of how each individual is walking their path. I will also be having expert knowledge be shared, whether that's around relationship, whether that's around even hopefully at some point finance. So some practical insights as well. But ultimately, I just want to invite us all to shape our life with wisdom, with connection. And yeah, even though the word is highly used, really with impact. So if you're asking yourself, well, why me? And who am I besides speaking two languages? yeah, I could label myself with many things. I mean, I'm a founder, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an author, I've written a book for youngsters. I'm in the midst of writing a book now for the midlifers. I'm also a TEDx speaker. I'm a businesswoman of sorts, even though sometimes I wonder whether I'm really good at that. I'm definitely a business hippie. But I'm also a facilitator. I love to facilitate groups. I'm a teacher with the themes that I love, such as purpose. I'm a change maker. I love to shift things and shift individuals, if not organizations. But I'm also a partner, a lover to my partner, a wife, a sister, a daughter, or even just a soul listener, a space holder, a person who loves the psyche, who loves consciousness, who loves altered states of consciousness, who loves to just dive deep into human beingness and finding purpose on a, I would say, maybe spiritual level as well. But I love, love, love to just simply guide people through their own transitions. And yeah, I do that, I think, with empathy, vision, maybe even with allowing my purpose to come into fruition. So I really, really hope that you feel touched by these episodes, by the conversations that I'm having, whether they're in German or in English. As I said, if English or German isn't your language, then bear with me. There will be episodes that will be in either of the two languages. And I'd love, love, love to hear your thoughts in any form of channel where you can find me. It's important to have the dialogue, even though I'm sitting behind the microphone and you're simply listening. It would be an honor to hear from you. So I wish you inspiration. I wish you practical insights as we journey on together on this midlife podcast. And soulfully, Julia.